Christine Burgermeister is a journalist from Austria, and she has written criminal charges against various criminals, including David Nabarro of the United Nations, Dr. Margaret Chan of what I call the World Homicide Organization, the WHO, President Barack Obama, and various other individuals, Kathleen Sebelius of the Health and Human Services, Janet Napolitano of the Department of Homeland Security. The list goes on and on, and it's really quite amazing what's going on. As I mentioned earlier, we were supposed to be on Alex Jones' show this past Sunday, and the show was put on hold an hour before the show. I've had no word from Alex Jones as to whether or not he's going to do the show. I have a feeling that he was told that this is not something he should cover, because this is so powerful. What this document has the power of doing, if enough people actually submit this to their local authorities, providing them with the information of the crime in progress. And Jane, before you came on the air, Drew was telling us that there are a number of Marines that have been injected with this. I'm sure it's the swine flu. He's not sure exactly what flu, but it's, you know, they were told they were injected with the swine flu. They sent the soldiers back. There's close to 200 of them. One of them is already dead. A number of them are in very severe condition. So it's already starting to happen, and I just want to commend you for your important work. First of all, if you could just tell the listeners where can they access your documents. I know there's an excellent review on Natural News by an author, Barbara Minton. She's written an excellent summary of your documents that I sent out to my list. But if you could tell the listeners where can they access your documents, and any other things you want to tell us about what you've experienced. I did tell them that you lost your job this week. What's going on in terms of the side effects of you doing this most courageous act?
Right. Well, first of all, it's a real pleasure to be on the show, and thank you, Drew, for having me as well. I just wanted to say today I was very, very busy because the Austrian anti-terrorism police or law enforcement branch is now looking into Baxter. So this is a very key and important branch of law enforcement in Austria. It's there for the protection of the Constitution and for the combating terrorism, and they've asked me to come in and supply them with information as part of their investigations into Baxter. So it's really moving forward here in a very, very serious manner.
Yes.
And when you tell me...
Jane, I just want to inform the listeners that may not be aware, one of the reasons that you've gone after Baxter specifically is because Baxter International sent 72 kilograms of live bird flu to four different European countries, claiming that they didn't know it was in the other flu that they were sending to these companies that knew they were getting the regular flu. They did not know they were getting the bird flu. 72 kilograms. I can't even imagine how much flu virus that is. But I just wanted to let the listeners know that that's one of the reasons that you've highlighted Baxter. And, of course, word has it that Obama owns stock in Baxter.
Well, indeed, and it was from Baxter's facilities here in Austria that 72 kilos was sent out. So the trail of evidence here in Austria is very, very strong, and I'm very pleased to see that the police are taking it seriously and they're looking into it. And when you describe what's going on to these soldiers in the USA, I just wanted to draw a parallel with Switzerland, where some Swiss soldiers also came down with the swine flu in their barracks in Freiburg, and I assume that they were also injected with this virus. Otherwise, there's no real explanation why they should have gotten so sick. So what we're seeing is a crime being perpetrated against not just civilians, but also, frankly, soldiers by those in the highest echelons of the government. And one thing that is absolutely clear here in Austria is the extent to which high members of the government, including the health minister, are involved in the cover-up of this whole outrageous behavior by Baxter, which has put the entire Austrian population at risk, as indeed the entire U.S. population is at risk. So we're talking about a tiny group of people who are actively undermining the safety and security of their own people, presumably for profit, for power. They're acting on behalf of an international cartel, because there's no reason why the health minister here should cover up Baxter and put at risk the entire population of Austria as he does so. So I fear the same is happening in America, in Switzerland. We have a group of people who are in high office who are allowing these sort of crimes to be committed against civilians and also soldiers. In the USA. You asked about my documents. I just want to point out that a huge number of documents seem to be circulating which are wrong. I hear that some even have bad language within them or whatever.
Yes,
there's a huge campaign to discredit and smear me with all kinds of rumors about Michael Jackson, you know, backing me before he died.
Yes.
Please ignore all of that and just go to my blog, birdflu666.wordpress.com, and you will find the documents there. Because my site is being hacked so often, some of the documents are on a website in Switzerland, which seems to be secure, and there's a link or a URL to this website in Switzerland where you can download the documents.
Okay, can you please repeat that very slowly?
I would like to offer my website in Australia, which has never been hacked, knock on wood. It's been attacked many times, but it's never been totally been able to be hacked and destroyed. I would like to get many of these documents that you talk about and present and put them in the area for that I have reserved for Dr. Carley, and I will do the same within that presentation for you and your documents, so there will be a backup.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, please, please do that, Drew. Thank you so much. And Jane, if you could just repeat your blog site again very slowly, because you know, it's this is a very long distance call and you're breaking up a little bit. Please repeat it very slowly and spell out any words that you need to.
Okay, it's bird flu. Flu 666.wordpress.com.
That's webcast. Webcast.
No, it's just a bird flu, birdflu,
yes,
dot 666, birdflu 666, dot WordPress, WORDPRESS dot com.
Got it. Okay. Excellent.
Okay, great.
Okay.
One more time, Dr. Carley. I got 10 IMs asking if we could get it repeated because they can't make it out. Birdflu666.world.
No, let me repeat it. WordPress. Birdflu, F-L-U, 666, dot WordPress. W-O-R-D, as in David, P-R-E-S-S, dot com.
That's right.
WordPress.com.
Yes, okay. And you have to go to the source because, yes, I got a call from, there's a man by the name of Peter Duffy, I'm sure he's listening, in Scotland, who has taken it upon himself to file Jane's documents in Scotland, in his area that he lives in. He tried to file it with the police. They refused to take the documents, but he had called me actually a couple of days ago to tell me that there's versions of Jane's documents out there that have bad language and things in it. There's all kinds of strange things happening. So you really need to go to Jane's blog in order to get, you know, the true documents. And, yes, in fact, a Dr. Ott tried to call me last weekend telling me that Jane was in hiding, which was very interesting because I had just talked to her that morning, and that the reason Michael Jackson was killed by the CIA is because Michael Jackson was going to use some of the money he gets from his from what was to be his upcoming music tour in England to fund Jane getting, you know, the word out about what she's doing. So there's so many, you know, different scams going on out there trying to associate Gene with Michael Jackson. I had to laugh at that one. That was pretty outrageous. I mean, obviously Michael Jackson was killed by his doctors, but I think he was killed with painkillers. And as Jane said, she has no association with Michael Jackson. So there's all kinds of attempts of people that are minions trying to, you know, basically change the argument or put false information out there. And that's why I'm so grateful to Jane to come on the show to talk herself about what she's done. One thing I would like you to cover, Jane, is to tell the listeners what happened when you first filed these charges, how they tried to make it into a veterinary problem, what Baxter did releasing the bird flu. That was pretty amazing.
Yes. Well, I filed the charges, and the police investigated. However, the health minister had to reveal, he was forced to reveal how complicit he was in this whole thing when he had to answer parliamentary questions. And that's when it emerged that he had sent vets to look at this incident and had tried to turn it into a veterinary incident. So the police are doing their job here. The anti-terrorism unit is now investigating, but the health minister is not doing his job. He's trying to cover up, and he's being forced to reveal the extent of his own criminal behavior himself when he had to answer parliamentary questions on this topic, which he's obliged to do by law. So he had to incriminate himself. So the next set of charges that I'm going to file here are against him, because he is failing to do his job. He's covering it up. He's misleading the Austrian public about a very serious incident. And if the police do their job, I'm afraid the health minister is going to end up in pretty serious hot water, because this is an obvious crime, and he has been obviously covering up this crime. So I'm pleased to say the law enforcement branch of Austria is doing its job. And the health minister could well be in serious trouble here.
Well, these are crimes against humanity, and what's amazing to me is that all of these individuals, under the guise of public health, are actually getting ready to unleash this vaccine that is going to cause the biggest death rate we've seen. I'm sure it's going to supersede the 1918 flu, and they're doing it under the guise of public health. And I'm so glad to hear that the Austrian officials are actually taking notice of all this. Of course, what they have to realize, and what I'm trying to get people to tell others in this country involved with the police and things as they're trying to file these charges, is to let them know this is going to kill your family too. You have to take this personally. This is not just some, you know, thing that's out there and it's no big deal. This is going to affect everyone. Everyone is going to be affected that takes this vaccine. They are going to die or get very, very sick, have lifelong consequences to this. And the fact that they're doing this under the guise of public health is the perfect example of opposite day, as Patrick always talks about opposite day. And another thing I wanted you to mention, Jane, is what happened in Switzerland on that, I don't know if it was a subway or a train car, how they actually exploded a package of this material that was flown in from Mexico. And what was the response of the officials?
Well, again, I filed charges concerning this incident in a packed intercity train in Switzerland where, for some reason, an official, I think linked with WHO, was transporting a container with swine flu vials, and it exploded at peak time in the middle of this train, and the aerolized, swine flu bacteria or virus actually spread around the carriage and potentially infected about 60 people who were just allowed to go home. And now Switzerland, in particular in that area, has a high incidence of swine flu. And there's a case of one Swiss person who was infected in Switzerland, and nobody knows how he did it. I haven't heard any word about how the authorities are progressing on that investigation in Switzerland, but the mainstream media here in Europe is picking it up. There was a report in the German media about this incident today. So people are getting to hear about it. They're starting to ask questions. They're starting to ask, Why is this stuff being transported on packed intercity trains? Why is the package faultily packed? Why is it kind of exploding in the middle of a carriage? And why is nothing done to investigate this incident? And I think it's the time has come for all of us now, whether we're in the army or whether we're civilians, to start asking questions of those in authority and call them to account for doing the job they're supposed to do. And if they don't do that job, to hold them responsible, even if they're the president, even if they're the field marshal, the general, the four-star, whatever. These are people who are accountable before the law, and they're accountable to us. And it's time we held them to account, I think.
Exactly. And actually, I will soon have a new YouTube video up. I actually got onto C-SPAN a few days ago, and there was a number of people that called in. They had some talking head from the Heritage Foundation on there. And he actually brought up this situation in Japan a number of years ago where these terrorists let loose some kind of chemical weapon. I forget which chemical weapon it was. And he was talking about how they were terrorists. This situation that you just explained, that's a terrorist act. For them to unleash this bird flu virus on a crowded train at peak hours and not do anything about it, not even take down the names of the people that were exposed to the virus. This is such a clear example of them intentionally infecting the public and letting the people go home and communicate with others so that they will spread the swine flu in Switzerland.
Yeah, I think all they did was take down the names. They didn't even cut the forensic test of what this virus was. Mm-hmm. They didn't monitor the health of the people. All they did was take down the names of the passengers.
Oh, they did take down their names. Okay.
That was one thing they did do.
But there was no follow-up. They didn't check.
Checkup. Yeah. And there's no reason for this virus, which came from Mexico City, apparently lab affiliated with WHO and most likely Baxter, why it was taken to Zurich and put on the train there. It could have been flown straight to Geneva, where the lab is. Geneva is closer to Mexico City than Zurich. That means flying right across Switzerland to put this vial on an intercity train to transport it back to Geneva. And there are no direct flights from Mexico City to Zurich. So they had to either take a private plane, a cargo plane to fly to Zurich. It just doesn't make sense. If they could afford a private plane or a cargo plane to fly to Zurich, why couldn't they afford proper transport from Zurich to Geneva with this virus?
Yes.
The whole story is bizarre.
Jane, what was the reason they were taking it to Zurich in the first place? Were they taking it to a vaccine manufacturer?
Well, no, they were taking it to the National Influenza Laboratory. So WHO must have been involved, because WHO is the coordinator for this kind of activity? WHO is supposed to get samples of the virus from Mexico City and companies like Baxter and deliver it to national flu centers so they can allegedly work on a vaccination?
Right.
That was the reason given for the whole exercise, was for the Swiss people to be protected against this virus.
Right. And the whole idea that they're going to take the virus, which is allegedly so dangerous that they had to declare a pandemic level 6 so that they could put the vaccines on fast track, and they're going to take that virus and put it in a syringe, and all of a sudden it becomes a good thing and it's going to protect you. I mean, the whole idea of this, it's totally insane. This is sorcery from pharmakia, and this is what's going on. And the people that we're talking to, Jane, on this broadcast, you're reaching military around the world.
Yeah.
It's so important for them to hear about what you're doing. And I know that you lost your job this week. What was the excuse given to you by your employer as to why they were terminating your employment?
Well, there was no reason given to me. I just had my next few reports lined up. I work as the European correspondent, and I report about renewable energy. And then just out of the blue, I got an email saying I wasn't supposed to contribute anything more, you know. And I've been working there for over 2 years. I've won an award from them for my books. I have never had any complaint or problem. And so this really came out of the blue, and I believe is quite clearly linked to my criminal charges, and that is why I'm going to file a lawsuit, because I think there is enough proof of this. And it's an attempt to intimidate me, but I'm not going to be intimidated, because this is much more important than my job, and I'm not going to back down.
Well, I just want to say, Jane, that you are such an example of a person of the highest moral character. What you've done, I'm just so proud to know you. I've been fighting this war for 12 years, and now that we've reached the point where the entire global population is threatened with genocide, it's time for people to now wake up and realize exactly what they're doing, what their plan is. And as you mentioned in your documents, and it's very clear what's happening, that, you know, as the killing commences, because of course there's going to be a second wave, they're going to cause it. And once the second wave commences, that gives them an excuse to declare martial law and do all kinds of other things under the guise of, you know, national defense, not only in the States, but I'm sure this is being planned in other countries as well. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. The same setup here in Europe. Austria is going to move into the control of WHO and the EU. America is going to be handed over to WHO and the UN. Austria, in the event of a pandemic, is going to be taken over by WHO and the EU. So, I mean, and France, Germany, the whole of Europe is going to be basically have the same fate as America. This is what's clear from the pandemic plan of the government, which creates, just in parallel with the USA, this untransparent bureaucratic structure in the event of a pandemic, which answers to WHO and the EU. So they have emergency powers to take control of Austria, and they will be forcing people, or trying to force people, to take this vaccine. Their aim is to get as many people here vaccinated as possible. They are not going to make it compulsory, but they're going to put every form of pressure on people to make it take the vaccine. In France, it could be compulsory. In Germany, it could be compulsory, and in Spain as well, in Norway. So we're talking about a terribly premeditated and well thought through plan. And I just, because this is a military show, I want to say, you know, how important the role of the military is in this. I do what I do because I had an Irish grandfather who was in the army, and he was an army officer, and he was a man of complete high sense of responsibility towards his soldiers, his community. And he instilled that in my mother, and my mother instilled that in me. And I know what the army is capable of. I know that there are many people in the military who understand the importance of these values and fighting for these values, even if it is against the so-called superiors. And I think it's time for the military people to recall their oath to the Constitution, to the American people.
Jane, I just got a message. We're going to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. I totally agree, and I want you to repeat that.
Unfortunately, I have to go.
The break's only 30 seconds.
Okay.
The break's only 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, please stand for a little while.
Ladies and gentlemen, those of you heard around the world, this is Wind Talkers Radio Network. This is a special show. We have a caller from Austria, and we're only going to break for their time. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Those callers, welcome. This is Wind Talkers Radio Network, heard around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dr. Rebecca Carley and her guest from Austria. And we're having a great show today to give you information. And to those Marines out there that are IMing me, asking me who is, that's WHO is the World Health Organization. Now, welcome back, you guys. Ladies, y'all have the show. The mics are open.
Okay, Jane, please continue with what you're saying, because that is the message that Drew and I are trying to get out to the military as well. They took an oath to protect and defend their respective countries from terrorists from within and without, and now we know where the terrorists are. They are within the health organization, and that is what they have to realize, especially because they're being used as experimental guinea pigs to test these vaccines and see what the kill rate is.
Absolutely, and thank you. That is an appalling misuse of a soldier's lives. They have committed themselves to service for their country. They have to make a lot of sacrifices, and to misuse that commitment to infect them with this flu is a crime. And no general, no officer can justify this, I believe, before the military code of honor or the law of the country. So what is going on here? It's just a criminal activity, a misuse of the army, a misuse of soldiers who are there to protect their people, to protect the Constitution, and who also have to operate within the laws of the country and the military code. And this kind of flagrant abuse, I believe, has to be resisted. Also within the ranks of the military, who I fear are being, as I say, misused by this international crime syndicate.
I totally concur.
Can I ring in here for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say hi to Jane, because we had emailed back and forth, and I've never spoken to you before. Hi, Jane.
Hi, and can I just ask who you are?
Oh, this is Pat Jordan.
Oh, yes. Oh, and, Pat, yes.
And I just wanted to let the Marines know that this is what a patriot is, folks. Dr. Carly and Jane, these are patriots. These are citizens that just rose up and did the right thing at the right moment. And take it away, Jane.
Jane, I've got five questions here real fast from Marines, and one from Butler Base rhymes in. He chimed in first, so we'll bring
go
this
ahead
to you. Jane, why haven't more people talked about the Nuremberg trials and the laws of the Nuremberg trials that prevent vaccinations on civilians as well as military without full consent?
Well, I have to tell you the shocking truth. I'm here in Austria, in Germany, and I fear what's going on in America is that America, or the top echelon, is turning it into the equivalent of Nazi Germany.
Yes.
And they don't want people to recognize the parallels, so they're not putting into public awareness the Nuremberg trials. Because if people knew the Nuremberg trials, they'd see that this is Nazis have taken over America, frankly. These are not Americans. They don't adhere to American values or the Constitution. I have researched the Nuremberg trials. I have a degree from Edinburgh University, but I also know a lot of history. And I can tell you the parallels are horrendous. Americans' rights are being eroded in the way Germans' rights were eroded under Nazi Germany. And they're keeping the Nuremberg trials very quiet so that Americans don't realize the situation they're in. They're in Nazi, sort of, you know, America now, legally. It's incredible as it sounds. The legal foundations are the same of America right now. The FEMA camps are the same. It's a horrendous situation which is disguised from the American people by the media. The media just doesn't give the right information to the public and conceals from them the extent to which Americans have lost their rights.
You're totally correct. I totally concur. And
it's Marine, I have another question from a Marine in South America. He says, Jane, with what the Gunny is talking about from Butler Base, it rhymes true. Even in South America, people here know the difference of what happened in Germany in the 1940s and the specific trials of the Nuremberg trial. Why aren't they talking about it in Europe? Obviously, the controlled media in the United States is so controlled that they're not telling the American people about it. But in Europe, I see more news articles. It seems like the press in Europe is more free. So why aren't the press in Europe talking about the Nuremberg trials?
Well, the press here is exactly the same as in the USA and owned by the same people. And one of the points of evidence that I will be bringing to this police of terrorism by anti-terrorism unit is how the press have lied. I can show concretely how so-called independent magazines here are lying about Baxter. As a journalist, of course, I know the whole media is corrupted. It's in the hands of very few people who are using it as an instrument to further their business and political interests. And they are concealing from the people of Austria and Germany and Spain, Norway, France, the UK, the extent of the danger they are in, just as is happening in the USA.
All right, I've got another question here from a Master Gunnery Sergeant, and I'm not going to tell you where he's at because there's so few Master Gunnery Sergeants in the United States Marine Corps. He comes forth and he asks the simple question, is that with all the media being orchestratedly owned by the same people, the evidence that you have going forth to Austrian government officials, is there any hope that you can get people to open their eyes in the Austrian government and the Austrian legal system to do something?
Yes, the police are acting, the anti-terrorism unit is acting, and now people are finding out what's going on here in Austria. It's taken me months to get people to begin to write about it. That's how controlled the media is, and it's just starting now. There are blogs discussing it. There was a report in the mainstream media. So it's just beginning. The awareness is beginning, and it's exploding here, just as it is in the USA.
And I want to point out, James, wait, I just want to point out, Drew, I want to point out that people all over the world need to file these criminal charges with their individual law enforcement units wherever they may live. You can download Gene's documents. You can take them to your own police. We need to do this on a massive scale all over.
This is what the first sergeant chimed in and says, are these documents easily prepared in which we can use here in the United States?
Indeed, they are, and provided you get the right ones and not one of these circulating, corrupted, discredited copies, you can just download them, you can go to your local district court, you can fill out the criminal complaint form. Please put in U.S. defendants, because there is only jurisdiction for a U.S. court if you list the U.S. defendants. If you list who and the U.N., it goes to the FBI. I've already sent the documents to the FBI, and the aim is to get your local law enforcement to do something, to read this stuff, and to be on your side in this fight. So please list U.S. defendants in your criminal complaint, hand in the criminal charges, hand in the extra 150-page dossier of evidence, and you can walk away, because, as I did, I handed in my criminal charges, and the police are taking action.
Okay, guys, I will have this set up for the U.S., so when the ones that will be pulled from a Marine's disposition will already be set up after I get my copy. I'll make sure you guys have one, and I will have my own charges filed here in the United States District Court within the next 2 weeks, I promise you guys. And then you'll have a certified copy of which you can draft and put forth in your own U.S. District Court in the area that you're located. Jane, I definitely will work this out with you personally.
Great, Drew. I really appreciate that. There are two things you can do. You can file the criminal charges, or you can file an injunction asking your court to ban the vaccine. This is a civil case, and that's a separate legal document. You can fill out a civil form, a civil complaint form, and just try and get your court to have the vaccine banned in your county and your state. So you can do two things.
And ladies and gentlemen, you can also do, I just got a pop-up email, an IM from a friend that reminded me about the sheriffs, there are seven brand new sheriffs up in Montana who stand for the Constitution, and we will get those documents in their hands, and that's what it's going to take, is networking with patriots like Jane, who are doing their due diligence. One more question that from a Marine who asked, did she say that she went to the University of Edinburgh, one of the most prestigious universities in Europe?
I did. I've got my MA degree from the University of Edinburgh in English. So I think that also shows how, you know, there is, even if you've studied English, you can still find out what's going on in this medical field. You can use your brain, and this is another strength, I think, of the army and the military. They learn competences and skills, and they learn to transfer it, and they learn to be flexible, they learn to be adaptable, and they learn to work through problems and to face difficulties. So I think even in a civil setting, dealing with something like this, the military training, the military attitude, you know, is very, very important now in this fight, this legal fight against, you know, these people. So, yep.
And they took an oath to protect us from the enemies within. And that is why they have to see where the enemies are. And it's a very hard thing for us in the States to face what's actually happening in this country. Of course, the economic collapse is happening at the same time as the pandemic is coming out. So we know what's coming down the pike. You know, what better distraction could we have from an economic collapse in this country than people dying in huge numbers from a pandemic that's caused by a vaccine?
Can I ring in here for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jane, can you give us a little background, either now or even in a blog, on just what gives the World Health Organization police powers over the entire planet? Because you're saying that they will usurp the powers of sovereign nations and take away any authority that... We don't have a president, by the way. It's an agency. It became an agency in 1947, I believe, and Barack Obama didn't swear an oath in front of the American people. We don't have a president, so this figurehead will have its power usurped by a foreign entity. Can you explain that for us?
I wish I could, Pat. You've hit the nail on the head. It's the same in Austria as the USA. One little health minister or chancellor signs a little decree behind closed doors, which is never publicized, which hands over the whole of Austria to who in the event of a pandemic? And nobody knows about this decree. And we're all being, you know, kind of sold down the river by a little clique who have got into high office pretending to serve us, and they are actually selling us down the river.
Yes. It's high crimes and misdemeanors. It's treason of the highest order, and it's happening all around the globe because of this genocidal agenda that they have. They want to decrease the population of the world to 500,000 or 500 million, as they've actually written in stone on the Georgia guideposts that are here in the States. So that's what they're doing, and that's what we have to face. And Jane, your information getting out to the military on this show, I can assure you, this is going to have reverberations that are going to be heard around the world. And I'm so grateful to you for coming on the show. I know that this is a very severe long-distance call for you. I want to thank you, and Jane's going to be on my show next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, so you can tune in to RBN next Saturday and learn more about this, and she can give us updates as to what's going on. And if there's anything else you want to share with the listeners, Jane, please do so.
Well, I just thank you for having me on your show, and because of my own military background, I really appreciated the chance to talk to soldiers around the world, and to say, you're a soldier, you have rights, you give a lot to your country, and your country should give something back to you, and it shouldn't take your health and your life for the wrong purpose. And the right purpose now for the soldiers of America is to stand up for the people of America and the Constitution of America.
I totally agree.
I have one personal question. I have something that, or I have access to, to the phone number that you're calling from, and I know that the prefix for Austria is 43, but if I'm in the United States and I call you, do I hit 143 or is it 043?
If you call me, it's 0043.
Okay, 0043. Okay. We don't need to go any further. I will try to get in touch with you here within the... is this number I can call you within the next 30 minutes?
I'm afraid I have to go, Drew. This evening is not a good time to call me, but you can email me anytime.
Can I call you on this at this number within the next hour or so?
Well, unfortunately not, because it's 1 a.m. here. And,
I just realized it's 1 a.m. How about tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock?
Tomorrow morning, fine. Anytime, Drew. But I have to go to the police and have a very heavy schedule, and so I have to get up early in the morning.
Okay, Jane, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday on West Hailing America and RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Yes, and God bless you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Bye. Bye.
Bye,
Pat.
Thank you.
How's
that? The time. My girlfriend, and so she rushes and she's in Austria. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. Well, all I can say is that this woman, what she has done, I mean, it's just amazing. It is so amazing, and I hope everybody will go to that website. Let me repeat that again: birdflu666.wordpress. WORDPRESS.com, and read the documents that she wrote, because there are corrupted versions out there, and I'm sure that you, as you said, Drew, will post these as well. We all need to take these to our district courts and file them, because, you know, it's really funny how it works out. Even though the people that work in the courts are in many cases aiding and abetting criminal behavior and they know it, when they realize that their lives are going to be affected, it's funny how it all works out.